Now, I want to tell you something. A friend of mine and I went, we have two 5G transmitters in the neighboring town. And we used the acoustimeter, and we went over there and we measured about 100, 200 feet away. And we were getting readings that were twice the reading that we were getting standing 200 feet away, 150 to 200 feet away from macro towers.
Yeah, well, it's all about vertical, horizontal, and power, right? So you always have to look at the orientation of what's going on. Because, I mean, think about the antennas themselves. On macro towers, they can be maybe 8 to 6 feet high. And when they're taller, they have a better chance of making a narrower beam, okay? When you go down to small cells, they go down to maybe 4 feet high or 2 feet high. And the shorter the antenna, the lower the ability to make a beam. So they kind of spread a little more up and down and side to side. Okay, so just thinking, you know, obviously every antenna is specific and they have this all on their antenna specs, but just in round numbers, think about a 30 degree spray vertical up and down, which means 15 degrees coming, you know, towards the ground. Well, if you're starting at 20 feet off the ground, you're going to hit the ground sooner. If you're 30 feet, it's going to hit the ground a little further out. And if you're 50 feet, it's going to hit the ground even further out then. So it's wherever it hits the ground, you're going to get the most, unless you're in a second, third story bedroom window, and now you kind of get it more of it because it's coming straight at you, right? So they all do these calculations based on ground, but we know people live and sleep in second, third story bedroom windows. These are the dangerous places because this is now coming directly into the bedrooms, and this is getting the massive in line with the main beam of radiation into your bedroom. And look, they sit there and go, oh, don't worry, it's below the FCC guideline. Well, we measured it. And we have 10 years of experience, and I'm going to confirm exactly what you said, that we went into Sebastopol, California, and we did the same thing. We found a macro tower, and we measured what was going on, not just on the parking lot of this three-story apartment building. We also got into the apartments themselves, and we measured. We found it was much higher in the apartments than on the parking lot.
Wow.
Because they're in line with the antenna, okay? So you're about 300 feet from a macro tower, and you're getting a boatload of microwave radiation, and then you go out and measure a small cell, just a two-foot-high antenna, just one. And you get about 100 feet away, and you get a measurement that's about the same. What? That's right. 100 feet from a small cell measured the same as 300 feet from a macro tower. Oh, my God. So now what's going on? Small cells are getting as close in San Francisco as 6 to 12 feet. So, what do we have? We have a measurement in Sacramento that's 50 feet away, and it went into a 3-year-old, a 6-year-old little girl's bedroom, and the peak radiation was 465,000 microwatts per square meter. The average radiation was 50,000. 50,000 is 0.05% of the guideline. You're thinking it's nothing, right? It's not. Because this is the problem. People do not understand the true nature of microwave radiation. It is a series of very short peaks that are very difficult for meters to measure. Your meter has a hard time seeing a peak. It is microseconds, millionths of a second long. And there are thousands, maybe 20,000 pulses in a second. So it's 20,000 bullets, full power bullets, per second coming at you. And when you go and talk about it in terms of average, it seems like nothing. Because what's happening is that the micro peak goes up to maybe 10,000 and comes down to zero, and then you got a few beats of nothing, and it goes up to 10,000 again and down to zero, and a few beats of nothing, and then back up, and it keeps doing this all day long. Well, your body sees 20,000 peaks, 10,000. The average includes all that zero, and so your average reading ends up being 1 or 2 instead of 10,000. This is the trick. This is what's going on. So at the end of the day, if you go to a set of slides that I put up on mystreetmychoice.com, then you go slash, and you do S as in Sam, L as in Larry, T as in Tom, SLT. That's for South Lake Tahoe. And we just put together a quick presentation for the planning commissioners of South Lake Tahoe to try to explain this to them. And the bottom line is that the whole guideline was a farce from day one. There's no scientific basis for it at all. It was a number that existed on the back of an envelope from World War II, and they just tried to figure out a way to hit the number. That's all they did. When you go and look at the foundational studies that they cite as why they put it up there, you will realize there's no scientific basis. They based it on a behavioral change. That's what they based it on. What? A behavioral change? What does that mean? Yep, we didn't look at anybody's cells. We didn't look at anybody's biochemistry. We didn't look at anything. All we did was we watched these animals and how they operated and behaved when we loaded up with more and more and more microwave radiation. That's all we did. So these poor animals, they were rhesus monkeys, squirrel monkeys, and Norwegian rats. And this is on these slides. You can see the numbers yourself. And we loaded them up with a whole bunch of radiation. And then what did we end up doing? We maimed those animals, just like we maimed our soldiers and our sailors in World War II, who actually worked with these radars. These poor people were standing next to these radars. They had no idea what was going on. These guys in their 20s were going bald, blind, infertile, crazy, and they died. That's what happened. Now, they're property of the federal government, so we just could throw them over the water and not worry about it. But, I mean, that's what was going on. And so we realized that something was up, so we had to come up with a number. So they picked a number out of the hat. So, well, let's guess it's 100 million. And then they kept going, and they realized, that's not enough. Why don't we just divide it by 10, see if we get that? Well, that seems to be okay. Let's just stick with that. That's where it came from. So these animals that are completely fully maimed, they could no longer seek or eat their own food. That's how maimed they were. Then we decided to shove a thermometer up their butt and take their temperature, and that's where SAR comes from. That's it. That's the whole basis. It is complete and utter farce. No science. Zero science. So the truth is there's a lot of disruption to biology that happens on the way to heating. Cell membranes leak, proteins vibrate and distort, all kinds of things happening, leading to protein-making errors and DNA and RNA transcription errors, which is why you need to repair with melatonin at night. You know, all this kind of stuff happens. It's all well documented. We know more about this than almost any other effect on the Earth. But because people make so much money, they game all the studies in order to figure out a way to keep the money machine going. And we already know what happens. People get brain tumors. People get neurological damage. People can't think very clearly. They get flu-like symptoms. It's being reported all over the country. Just listen to all the testimony. You're hearing it. It's going to affect old people and children first. And we're going to wipe those out. And then we're going to be left with all the hardier adults. And then we're going to maim them until we finally decide that we have to stand up and protect our rights.